Blog Talk Radio.
Continue the process of claiming our identity and setting the standards for our people of color. We'll not be controlled by the old slave master and its covert racism. No other race of people, no Jews, no Indian, no Chinese, let an outside invader control their community in a way that is harmful and poison our people and incorporate bias, prejudice, and bigotry in the standards and racial profiling and willfulness to terrorize our community and do psychological damage to our children every day and destroy our culture with their commercial and their exploitation of their TV programs. They facilitate tyranny. They have developed the standards of what they call terrorist actions. And so if you don't develop an economic program and promote it, if you don't organize your race with a political program and promote it, and if you don't get the conscious level to understand this hostile enemy is not turning back, and you try to promote racial harmony, you're out of your damn mind. You're out of your damn mind. You can't even do it on Sunday when everybody's supposed to be praying. It is time for an African revolution. It is time for an African revolution. Any people with dignity and respect would have a revolution of economics. The fundamental purpose of revolution means complete constructive change. We need complete constructive change. We are not just Africans in America, we are Pan-Africanists. Pan-Africanism means you understand that right across the water, nationwide, this world is full of people who look like you, from Brazil to Jamaica to Haiti to all of the Caribbean islands and the 54 nations of Africa and Hawaii and everywhere you look, you are. But you had not developed the technique to see yourself because you don't want to talk revolution. Because you don't want change, which is the solution. You want a concept with your soft heart, or can we all get along? You still listening to Rodney King. No, you can't have a commitment to develop your enemy army against you, your enemy police department against you, your enemy courtrooms against you. That's not an effective revolution. Your children must be trained leadership from birth to control their own, to achieve their own goals, to understand nationhood and a higher ideal of what nationhood is from their own standards that you're committed to develop. We're a dynamic people, but we have helped every race of people self ourselves. Right now, if you walk out your damn house, you're going to get some gas from a foreigner gas station. You're going to buy some Chinese food from a Chinese. You're going to take your cleaning, which you've been washing white folks people clothes all your life, to another race of people to wash your clothes who don't live in your community and don't love your children, and you're going to help improve their children's lifestyle. We got children graduating right now from all the colleges and institutions around this country and come back and have to work at Walmart because we ain't developed the corporations. We ain't opened these old buildings up. We studied been trying to buy a damn Ferrari, Porsche, and a Rolls Royce, a big house. And our kid has come back from college like Carter D. Woodson put in the Miseducation of the Negro, with nowhere to go but to a white man to ask him for a job, which means that damn degree and that education don't mean nothing because that white man is going to hire his daughter, his nephew, his son, and after that he's going to hire his people. Ain't nothing all right until black men and black women, Africans, participate responsibly in doing something for self. And if you're going to start talking economics, you got to talk about building a group to defend it. It ain't a white man that build a bank and don't have a guard at the door. It ain't a white man that build a mansion and don't put cameras on it first. It ain't a white man that build a nation and don't develop a defensive mechanism to keep people from taking what you build. Stop being scared of building a black army that could protect your community. And in, when it's time for self-defense, carry out their duties in self-defense with the logic of saving their mother, father, sister, cousin, auntie, and their community. We need to be baptized in economics, baptized in culture, baptized in a new political mindset with the logic of doing for self. You better act as the Jewish race and be aware of who you are, and constitute and build a constitution and develop a mindset that you don't need your enemy for you to reach your goal. The COINTELPRO said a job was to neutralize the rise of a black messiah and to neutralize black organizations from organizing and participating and working together. The injustice, the FBI did along, give me the right to get on this phone tonight and teach respect to this group of people that's been so beat up, so lynched, so murdered, so raped. The determination for us not to fall any deeper into a coma is a blessing. And this is a period and a time where we don't have to take back door, apologize to nobody for our focus. You better get on the advanced liberation team and develop the mindset of self-help and start identifying yourself as an African and understand clearly that's all you need. And when you get to this crossroad, don't go right, don't go left, go straight. You got the right, after all the hell you done took for 450 years, to organize and discover the power in yourself. You are an empire in an empire.
with the devil's dog. Thank God I brought a helmet. The average American male skeleton shatters in my head like cell blunts. Greatest tale ever told is a tale you could only live to tell once. Narcissistic and myself lust, and we wonder why Lord don't help us. Swerving on my way to hell drunk. All I'm seeing is a weak leader with some good slaves. That's a strong back with a frail front. Hell Trump. Snipe his ass from 1,000 feet with a nail gun. And his wifey too, I don't know the dame. She don't get the hunch, get a bell rung. The tallest human is the smallest giant. This what happens when you solve a lion. Before the battle, all is calm and silent. Cause a riot, crumbles all the walls in Zion. Bless your shirt, barrel spinning like the laundry's Ryan. My inner light could charge a large appliance without all the wires. When I met the alchemist, I called him science through the art of rhyming. I'm a child predator, not a pedophile. I'm the alien offspring of a predator. Father traveled by walk speed through the nebula. Met mom, made a crossbreed from the sex with her. All these god genes are molecular. He just called me through the cellular. Stories of antiquity, see that potter's a beam of light. That only children born with special psychic powers see at night. But in these modern times, in the doctor's eyes, if you speak of me, you're schizophrenic or have DID. If you know me now, you're the lunatic that imaginary people seek to meet. Pig shell and ACID, so I sold them lysergic disalamine. I decide what cryptic data mean. I gave sex advice to David Carradine. And my monster or a moon star. Old spirit in a new body. You're an old nigga in a used car. And the old earth is the new Mars. Girl sinning, sinning girls. Get to sing gals at the nude bar. I'm too charged. Trying to buy my mama own planet with a huge jar. Ooh Lord, save me. Do a shroom, then I go to church. Ooh, my baby. Is that a pussy or an open purse? Told the nurse, check my photo first. Why you done that? Make sure that my boner works. I was created to throw the earth. God body, so I know my worth. Wrote a perp, then I talked the walls. Made my Marcus Garvey poster smirk. Took the tablets, I was Moses first. Grow a human from the holy dirt. Boil, boil, win the royal oil. Bring a chicken back to life, I know it works. All I see is birds, Michael Jackson with an open shirt. I had an epileptic seizure before I wrote this verse. They tried to tell me that my melanin mean that my soul is cursed.
But the one that got away, when we left it dead, yeah, the one we gotta say. Framed by the pigs way back in Jersey. The only thing you really free to do is serve. When you fight for your rights and you stand, watching for the man, pouring drugs in your land, guns in your hand. Yes, Mando, COINTELPRO. Don't they open any letters, hit this with the COINTELPRO. Whips and chains, whips and chains. Been around waiting for the shit to change. Your point finger's not at, just whips complain. Started didn't fight, just stripped the blame. Kids getting off for murder, nobody pushing it further. Bunch of lost sheep out here looking for a herder. Killed off our leaders, what the fuck you expect? Violence is the beat, only thing you respect. I watch new scripts today. America had always got some shit to say. Terror breeds terror, just drop bombs. Some mothers and their kids, yeah, just today. But shit, I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. So Bobby cut my neck, so they wouldn't shoot their weapons. Seen his mama get the news, yeah, it's all right now. Now whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, playing whips and chains. Kill Mark, but you'll never get a side of. Kill Malcolm, brother, nigga, just because you created these conditions. Racism, segregation in L.A. Fed kids on the schools with the hate. Chase the Panthers out the state. Whoa, run, go inside a run. Tortured that woman in a cell. Broke her out of jail. Now you wanna spread propaganda, but we woke up. No more for you to sell. Devils go to hell. Fred Hampton in the inner city. Building unity with gangs. They working with it. CIA did everything they could to flood the hoods with heroin. At the same time, that's the way our heroines. But I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Drug Fred fell asleep inside his bed. Then he shot him dead, bottle in a sack. Yeah, it's all right now. Now whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, plays whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, plays whips and chains. Kill Sophie, but you'll never get a stutter. the water and the air and the food.
We already dead, so what else we got to lose?
Once we realize the power that we have as a people and put our minds together, we unite to defeat you. Question lies they teach you, no conform to authority, cause none of uniforms, human bonds I bleed to.
No justice, no peace, what the people say. The indigo's finna go rise and lead the way. 154 cops, but where's that for Trayvon, Grant Rice, Mike Brown, and Freddie Gray?
But I don't wanna talk right now, took another bullet to my heart right now. Everybody's gone, now they wanna sign and touch us about the revolution, yeah, it's about to start right now.
I have advocated, and I still advocate, revolutionary changes in the structure and in the principles that govern the United States. I advocate self-determination for my people and for all oppressed people inside the United States. I advocate an end to capitalist exploitation, the abolition of racist policies, the eradication of sexism, and the elimination of political repression. If that is a crime, then I am totally guilty.
Rip the chains, rip the chains. The American way plays rip the chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a stutter. Rip the chains, rip the chains. The American way plays rip the chains. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Huey, but you'll never get a stutter.
my. We'd like to welcome you to yet another episode of Black Power Radio. I'm your host, the Sheikh Ali Mam Akbar Abdullah Kareem. I'm in Washington, D.C., a potentially fair city, and we're here to bring the noise tonight concerning the chickens coming home to roost. And our beloved brother Ozone responded in self-defense. And we're bringing this tonight because we are looking at a phenomenon. Are the citizens growing tired of police brutality and forms of exploitation and racism that are all directed at us, as we call we the people, have been misdirected and neglected and criminally neglected at this hour, as we have our very smartphone people up front on the front line tonight? Everybody got a hot seat that's got a smartphone. Huh? All of the Android people are seated right directly behind all of those smartphone, and the dumb phone people get a second row tonight, and all of the Androids are lined up on the third row. And then the paranoid phone folks are right behind them on the fourth floor. On the fourth row. I think we got our drop top people on the fourth floor tonight. All the drop tops and the Corvettes and the Ferraris, the convertible Porsche guys are right there. I see them. They're smiling. Everybody that's got a Porsche is smiling. And the convertible Maserati folks are right beside those Porsches, and they're looking great tonight in our vast listening and our vast participating audience. And we are looking tonight to see, have the chickens come home to roost on the issue of exploitation of black people, or the issue of systemic racism on black people in America and nationwide? Are we taking issue with the opposition concerning racism, police brutality, exploitation, et cetera, all of the criminal neglect that has been done to black people here? We're right here on Black Power Radio with all of the doors open. All of us are lined up from here to your loving cup. We're right here on Black Power Radio, and we're hoping that you will buckle your seat and sit back and enjoy the ride tonight. We have an exciting show for you, and we know all of our troops are lined up. We just have this Goldilocks that got stuck in the boot camp. But nevertheless, we want to continue the support for our beloved brother Ozone, who has found himself to be incarcerated at this hour for only responding in self-defense. He responded to an attempted setup to kill him, to take his life, for being a revolutionary, for being someone there to aid and assist we the people, for just being a regular, ordinary human being. And those exploiters, excuse me, on the police department don't want regular human beings that respond naturally to current events that may occur in the black community. They don't want natural responders. They don't want emergency trained up responders that can get out and help the community in the case of a natural or a man-made disaster in the black community. A natural or a man-made emergency that might occur in any city at any time, anywhere in America. They don't want that for whatever their twisted reasoning process may be. These people will chime in now on the cover-up of a killing, any type of a situation, especially concerning black people. They're just quick to say, yeah, that's just what that. That's just what he said right there. Just all types of bizarre occurrences, bizarre explanations of things, and they're all the goddamn a dog catcher will be on the cover up. The lieutenant, the sergeant, the major, the assistant police chief, the chief himself will all chime in in the way of a cover up when it comes down to killing one of us called We the People. So we're here on the front line tonight to just bring the noise concerning the chickens coming home to roost on exploitation, on white racism against black people, general police brutality, obstruction of justice, abuse of power, malfeasance, and all of the atrocities that have been launched at black people for the last 500 years. Dr. Collins said, don't go look where they started the war. We've been at war for 500 years against this beast. We know what has been done to us. You know what has been done to us. It's been pressed back in your subconscious mind. But the white man keeps it on the front burner. He knows what he has done to us. That is why he's so trigger happy, so quick to shoot and ask questions later. Because if you had done to the white man what you know the white man has done to us here in America, if you had done to him what you know he has done to us, you would tend to be a little quick to shoot and ask questions later. You would have an itchy trigger finger, huh? Quick to shoot that bullet out in thinking that your life is being threatened. Quick to lie and cover up all of your devilment that you have done around in the community. So we know what has been done to us. We know what he's trying to cover up. We know when he's lying, and we know when he even attempts to tell the truth, which is very seldom in America today. Oh, but we know when you're lying, Cracker. We know all about you. We come up through the ranks with you in the military, outside of the military, outside the gates of the military institutions, outside the gates of the white supremacy house, outside of the rims of the Capitol where they had done the insurrection, and all them crackers started out telling little white lies. And then you look back at the film later, the nose and got longer and more pointed on it. Old Slick Willie Bob Clinton and old Wooden Tooth Donald the Duck Trump, they show pictures of various times. That nose, the Pinocchio nose, is going longer and longer and longer. The more lies they tell, the more pointed their nose becomes. And we said, we don't give a damn about no cracker named Uncle Sam. I'm in it to win it. I'm a college Muhammad lieutenant. My. So fuck a hook nose cracker in the U.S. Senate. You might as well make it live tonight. We don't care nothing about none of that, because what he has said and done and shit it and did it and got away with it, we could not begin to embark on what Clinton, Obama, Trump, and all of those guys did. Look, this guy Clinton bombed him some Iraq and Iran. When things got tight on Monica Lewinsky giving him some head at the White House, he started bombing Iraq. When Donald the Duck Trump got too strung out in his finances and never paid his taxes and other things and rocks you've been throwing at this criminal cracker. Oh, yes, he is. Oh, he bombed him some Syria. Is that any less than a mass destruction or weapon of mass destruction used on Syria? Barack Hussein Obama came in behind Bush, Pinocchio knows, telling all his lies about his axes of evil and weapons of mass destruction and exploiting Colin Powell and superimposing himself as a political candidate worthy of being presidential. With his numbskull-headed education, he stumbled his way into the white supremacy house. Oh, yes, he did. After doing community service over his cocaine and alcoholism, and doing community service in Houston at the Barbara Jordan our beloved sister that was right there in Houston, Texas, and we know about him, and we know about them, and those and these, and Condoleezza Rice, and no rice, and no wheat, and cream of wheat, and cream of chicken, and cream of everything you could cream up
cream of corn. You know, we were born to expose the devil. We were born, huh, to check them in the midst of their iniquity. We are born, huh? My, 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 my. We are born, huh? Yes, to free the people from every form of exploitation, from every form of of enslavement, and freedom from all forms of their exploits and their exploitations of us. And we don't mind to call Gus the cuss for the rest of us, because we got the light on in here tonight. And in the dark shadows, huh, we shine the light of truth, knowledge, wisdom, and understanding, so that people can get up and stand up for your rights, and don't give up the fight. I'm going to go out here and talk to Black Lightning. He's over in the Washington metropolitan area tonight, and we're just going to reach out, reach across the aisle, wherever we got to go to get us up for more of what we're listening to radio for, and saying black power with a strong black military. And thank you for bringing the National Minister of Defense to the airways. Thank you, Black Lightning, for being with us tonight. Black power.
Thank you for having us. Black power, black power. And how's black everybody power, out there power. Tonight? How you doing, National Chairman?
So damn good. I'm telling you, I'm feeling better than Skipper stuck on the side of the peanut butter jar. Feeling better than Gorilla got stuck in the goddamn boot camp. Talk black to us tonight, because that's where we at. Huh? On this
that's
ozone it. And on the police killings, and people, and then police are getting killed. All the chickens coming home to roost tonight. Black power.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Black power. Black power, y'all. Black power, because what? I am a visionary. I am damn near mercenary, if I want to be. And I am, y'all can say it with me, what? I am a black.
Black revolutionary.
A black revolutionary. And I'm not a happy slave. And I see it's like one up for us. But it should have been one all the way up, but you know they ain't going to allow that. But it is one up for us, for real. Better to be carried by, better to be judged by 12 than carried by 6. Absolutely. And I know by the crooked-ass guy, well, I would just say it only because he turned his camera off. And I see that as a very bad sign. The only reason your camera came on is because you was pulling your gun. So and they even said it I remember stuff like that. They said that it was because the gun, the camera go off when the guns start coming out. Ain't that right, National Chairman?
Yes, Black, that's right. That's fact. The backing and macking. Black power.
So why didn't he have it on? You did?
Because
something going on with
10,
that.
They come to us with criminal activity on their mind. And they
sneak
up on us. They will creep up on us and set us up with all types of exploits. That's just a mild setting. They set us up and kill us, take our life. But our man was able to respond in self-defense, huh?
Yep. Yeah. Stepped
about it with the opposition at this hour.
And he was trained a little bit better than the other man, you know? So I think they sicked him on him because he was a young rookie, and say, oh, yeah, go get him, you know? And say, but he might be a little bit too much for you. He's like, oh, yeah, he gung-ho. He's like, oh, I'm a good – yeah, right. See what happened? And then he was going into the worst neighborhood, black neighborhood, of course, worst black neighborhood he could find, hoping that he could find somebody that he could shoot that night, you know, find one of us. He'd probably been hunting for one of us for a long time. He might have been searching for cars and whatever he could possibly get his hands on, just so he can get his hands on one of us. You know, and get a bullet on one of us. I think he saw ozone as a prize. You know, he saw all that black power going on. You know what I mean? I mean, anybody. We were just coming from Tulsa. The Black Power energy was high. We all had uniforms, red, black, and green everywhere, newspapers. Even I got approached. And I was like, okay, he did that because he saw too much Black Power going on, you know? So, yeah, it was a little, I mean, once you get up close and personal, you know what I mean? We're not like waving it out the window, but then again, they waved their flag, so I waved mine, you know, proudly, as Ozone was doing. And so, you know, it is what it is. I think they came after the wrong soldier, came after one of ours, and the energy was high. The energy was real high. We had just left Tulsa for the bicentennial of Black Wall Street, and basically Ozone was rocking with us, you know, but he was coming from NFAC. For those that think they know, that think I don't know.
Make sure you record the reading correctly, Brother Black Lightning, you and a vast listening and participating audience. Bicentennial is 200 years, so it's a centennial. It was 100 years after the massacre in Tulsa, sir.
Yeah.
To make sure you
okay,
got it on record.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
I want to repeat that.
That's what I meant. Well, thank you for clarifying that. It was a centennial anniversary of Black Wall Street, the massacre of Tulsa, Oklahoma, where they take in a black man, say he raped a white woman in the elevator or something, or maybe winked at her. That's good enough for them back then. And so they get a lynch mob outside of the sheriff's department, or whatever it was, the jailhouse, and because they had locked him up. And the lynch mob said, give us the nigger. So we gonna lynch the nigger. And then here, 50 brave brothers from Tulsa stepped up to the plate, old school with the shotguns and the pistols. So y'all ain't taking nobody nowhere today. Take some of y'all back. So they held them off. And they didn't like that strength. And that was Black Power too. And they couldn't stand that strength. So they call in reinforcements from everywhere. And of course they surrounded by mostly Confederate type states, you know. So once they got their help, they went killing Nat Turner, the white Nat Turner style, and Nat Turner in reverse, you know, everything they could, every one of us that they could find, you know. And then that wasn't good enough for them. They had to set the buildings on fire, and the United States government had to be involved in the bombing of Tulsa, because you can't bomb a United States city. And the United States government don't approve it, you know? So they bombed it. They did all kind of, atrocity to kill everybody in that town. And then the three survivors, a 100-year-old over 100-year-old ladies and the man, they were supposed to get the reparations. And I guess I was getting to this too, of some sort. But then Biden was there right behind us, promised them everything. Was it Biden or Trump? One of them. Was that Biden, sir? Came right behind us. I think it was. But he had promised them the reparations, and he ain't come through. And then some lady said, nah, we ain't giving them the reparations. But I'm just saying that's where we at with that. And then all the soldiers that went down there could feel that liberation that, you know, we showed that it would never happen on our watch. Sir?
Does a wooden tooth judge in Tulsa, at least in Oklahoma,
that has ruled against the reparations for our elderly. And as is Judge Carolina Wall, Carolina Wall has positioned herself against our reparations. And many of these people are defendants and have received, I think her family line has a guy did a study on Carolina Wall, CIC's position, did a study on the prosecuting attorney in Ferguson, and a study on a wooden tooth cracker named Bitch McConnell, or excuse me, Mitch McConnell benefited from enslavement. There's another wooden
tooth
cracker.
I think you got it right the first
Texas,
time.
In Texas, named Pete Sessions, had nearly 100, some say over 100 slaves attached to his no good cracker ass down in Texas. And they are the people making decisions for us on anything, especially not on reparations. So we have to expose these devils and let them know that they cannot be making any decision on anything concerning us, because they are the exploiters. They are cold-blooded racists against us, we the people, who have made our country. I saw another one today. Edmund, now put that on your record. Edmund Burke. Edmund Burke. Anybody know who Edmund Burke is? Anybody anywhere? Edmund Burke. Huh?
Edmund Burke. Who is that?
He invented the spark plug. My. Just think where folks would be with that. And again, the taxation from the spark plug and the folding chair would double down on the entire cost of reparations. They just don't want us to go free for ourselves. He was never paid for his patents on the spark plug, Edmund Burke. He's a black man. He invented it while he was doing some overseas studies in France. And I think he's originally, his people are from South America. But he has something tied to America. And he just knew he couldn't go free for himself here. So he had to travel. Many of them had to go to France and go to other places. Our military had to go to France as the 69th Legion, I believe. The 69th might be the 199th. But there's a black patrol out of New York City, I believe, that had to go to France in order to fight, and fought gallantly and got all kind of valor and honor, et cetera. They just don't want us to go free for ourselves, like Louis Teal was free in Chicago, like Alfred Daniel Williams King, Martin Luther King Jr.'s brother, had a church, and he was the main recruiter. He was the main black revolutionary behind the movement, but they just didn't want him to go free for himself. So they killed him, pretended he drowned in the pool, and all that crazy stuff like that they push upon
yes,
us.
Sir.
And oh, my, we need to.
Sir, if I was in a deck when you finish.
Black power.
Black power. The reason I mentioned Tulsa, though, is because we, all of us, including Brother Ozone, he was with us right down there. Matter of fact, we were doing the recon, me and him, and a few
That's
others.
Right. Brother Ozone right there with us in Tulsa.
We was up on the hills and checking out the blind spots and said, we need a person here. And we were up on our game, and and since it was an arm maneuver, I think he was targeted on the way back because he was still armed. I don't know how they figured that was going to work out well for them, or maybe some kind of way. I keep thinking this guy was sent to do harm to Brother Ozone, and it ain't work out right for him. Because our people are trained up for just the type of situation. It don't matter who it is. But see, in my training, we just say, oh, We just flip him down, put his own handcuffs on him, and call the radio and say, hey, your man's on the ground over here. You know, if possible. But when your life is on the line, you know, it's a two-second thing. You know what I'm saying? It's 2 seconds. You get hit, you get, it's the quick and the dead, you know? So Ozone was quick, and the other guy, the sacrificial lamb, you might say, of the cops, because he wasn't no old timer, you know. And where was his backup? You know, I don't believe the whole story. I think his backup might have. Well, I would have thought his backup did it, but Ozone was forthright and told the whole story just like it happened. So I'm like, salute to him, you know. And he ain't take no, you know, say, hey, this is what happened. You know, he grabs me, goes for his gun. I beat him to the punch. You know what I mean? Salute to the brother for doing the right thing, you know. And then that's what, and we got to be on top of things as far as protecting our people, too. Just like the lady, what was it, Columbus, Ohio, that was shot by the police recently. What was it, honey? She had a kid or something, baby with her or something. Was she pregnant?
Yeah, she was pregnant, actually.
No. She was pregnant and got killed by the police, you know, right there in Columbus, Ohio. So we got a lot of work to do, a lot of ground to cover, because we can't let none of this go unchecked. You can't let them go unchecked. You know, because it's just like, you know, if you let them go unchecked, they figure, oh, well, shit, they ain't not going to do nothing. We can do worse next time. That's why I sent out that video of that 11-year-old being put on the ground by police, like he a grown man. What are they going to say to 11-year-old? Stop resisting? Huh? Shit. Anyway, I'll land on Black Power Radio, $. Cash App, what is it, $? 77 Bakers. And I'll wait for a moment for the people that didn't have the ink pen ready. But you can always type it in your phone or just go straight to Cash App while I wait. Open up Cash App and go to $ and then hit 77 Bakers, because it's very important that we don't, you know, that we get to these places that need to be put in check, because if we don't put them in check, who gonna put them in check? Hopefully everybody will come with us, but if you don't, we're gonna put their ass in check anyway. You dig? Black power that part. Oh, did I say the $ 77 Bakers? Let me slow down. I'm gonna say it slow for the numerically entangled. Or enhanced or blessed. In this case, the numerically blessed would be $ 77 B-A, and it's all capitals, B-A-K-E-R-S, Bakers. Like, what's that, patty cake, Baker's man, yeah. Make me some black power as fast as you can. And this is your Minister of Defense, I was going to say, but I'm still always going to be the people's revolutionary the revolutionary voice of the people. Yours truly, Black Lightning, or Black Lion, if you know me like that. Black power.
Black power, we're happy about that update, and know that the officer involved with Brother Ozone was not fit for duty in the black community. We want everyone to know that he had a history of going after black mans and a history of doing dastardly deeds in the community, and he had been on suspension for doing dastardly deeds in the black community. He was not fit for service, but they will push him in there. The sergeant, the lieutenant, the captains know these men are not fit for duty in the black community, but they put them in anyway. They are praying. They are all together praying for a body bag that they can get on the cover up. This is action to these crackers, and they use our bodies for target practice to these crackers, and they are not right. They should not be in law enforcement. should not be in the black community, and we need to expose them and clean house in most of these townships, such as Taylorsville, Mississippi. All they took our young man, is it Rashawn Carter, and just did the MF with him and just ripped his body and decapitated him and, oh, my, and put him in the pig pen and just everything they could do in the way of an atrocity to the human being. Nobody deserves any of these treatments that you hear on these cases. No human being should be done like that. The black man, if I get hold of your ass, I'm not going to do all that to you, Cracker. I'm just telling you, if you're going down, you're going out. We're not even going to spend the time to do any torture to your cracker ass. It's just going to take you out if you get in the way. We hope that you don't have an encounter with the Black Panther. But if you do have an encounter with the Black Panther, then know that we are not pussyfooting around with you, cracker. We are designed to take you. We have been trained, huh, to cut your cracker ass down. So that's what I told the sheriff right there in Spartanburg. So you better understand, we're not here to pussyfoot around with you devils. And you need to find something to do. It's not playing around with the Panthers. So it's your call. But we're here as the Black Panther Party, as a safeguard, as a vanguard, to safeguard and protect black people, the interests of black people, the vested interests of black people, the black business, the black politicians, the black entertainers. Our black men, women, and children are safe. When they see that Panther, they know it's a safety zone there somewhere. We're not going for it. Hell no. We will not go for it at this hour. Hell no, we're not going to go for it.
Hell no, we won't go.
Find another way, OJ. Huh?
Hell
my
no,
mind.
We won't go.
Hell no, we will not go. So we're going to
and
move
we
want to
be
here.
There before it happens. That's what I want to add. I want to add that we want to be there before it happens. The lady is damn shame. The lady gets killed in Columbus, Ohio. They're pregnant, you know, by the police, you know, and but we want to be there before it happens. Well, not I mean we want to put them in check when it happens, because it be happening and it doesn't happen again. But I'm just saying before it happens, you know, do nightly patrols in your neighborhoods, try to roll in packs. Packs of blacks, you know what I mean? And join the new Black Panther Party for self-defense. And that's the bottom line, self-defense. And defending our loved ones, our neighborhoods, and, you know, and justice anywhere is a tragedy to justice everywhere. I put my own spin on it. I know how Martin Luther King said it. All right, Black Power, just want to throw that in there.
Well, Black Power, and we're strong today on the idea of working to free us from all forms of enslavement. I see we've got one on the line here on the back side. I'm trying to see if I can turn it over to the front side. Let's see where we're going here with this one. I have to go black in and make sure that we're turning it correctly and see if we can get in where we can fit in right here. On the studio side, my. And we're rocking at 312, at 312, let's see. We got to pull down to 312 and, oh, my. Okay, we got 312, 538. At 312 and 538, you're live on Black Power Radio. Thank you for joining us tonight.
Even Black Power, brothers and sisters. This is your sister Switchblade from Chicago. How y'all doing tonight?
Oh, we're doing fantabulous. How about yourself? We're happy to have
Black
you.
Black Power, Sister Switchblade. Black Power.
Black
Power,
Radio.
Brother.
It's amazing.
Yes,
Chicago's in the hams.
I just tuned in. I apologize for my tardiness. But what was the tonight's subject?
Oh, yeah, we're talking on are the chickens coming home to roost on the exploitation, especially the police, some call it. Police homicides and all of the atrocities that have been done, the exploitation, the racism practiced against us, the malfeasance, meaning those that have been employed by the state, they've been voted in by the citizens, et cetera, but continue to practice
a peculiar brand of exploitation on black people. Are the chickens coming home to roost on this behavior? And that subject was shared by me and the chairwoman, Crystal Muhammad. He helped us with that subject today. And we are just bringing it from the perspective. Ozone having to act in self-defense and hand them back the body bag. And then we see this killing of Holises in, they got a veteran officer out in Los Angeles County. It's called Palmdale, California. He comes from three or four generations of Holises. And he found he's found in the body bag today. Are the citizens growing tired of this exploitation, this systemic abuse of power, excessive use of excessive deadly force against us? That is one of the pertinent cross-examination questions tonight, since the Black Switchblade. Are the chickens coming home to roost on this bad behavior from the opposition? My, my.
That's right. I would like to add to that, that in Chicago now, the state of Illinois has recently done a no bail action, which means that if you are convicted of a crime and you cannot afford bail, if you're not a flight risk or endangering a society, they will let you go instead of you not being afforded to pay bail and stay in there until your trial date or until the amount that is owed has been rectified with the days that you have spent in jail. So they eliminated that. And Illinois is the first state to do that, and we are hoping that that can go across the board in this country, where if you are convicted of a crime, if you cannot afford bail, that you will still be let out as long as you're not a risk. So that's moving the tape of things forward to establishing some type of justice, because I've been in that situation where I couldn't afford bail, or there was no bail for me when I was locked up. And it was based off the fact that I couldn't afford it at the time. So in the midst of that, I was I lost my job, but thankfully I still kept my apartment, had some money saved, but that's not always the case for everyone. So I can say that's a step moving forward when it comes to us. So I will yield Black on that and Black Power. Peace.
Black peace and Black power, Sister Switchblade. And we're certainly thankful for you and your contributions there from Chicago and being consistent with us here at Black Power Radio and always making your presence known and doing a bang-up job of approaching the aldermen in the city council areas, the delegates, and letting them know that they can't get away with the dirty forms and the dirty deeds that they're doing in education in Cook County and in the city of Chicago and all of those surrounding suburbs from Evanston to Skokie, from Skokie to Chicago Heights, from Chicago Heights to Oak Park, from Oak Park to Markham and all out to Cicero and the O'Hare Field Airport and up and down the Dan Ryan. We know that Switchblade represents Let Freedom Ring in Chicago. Let the light, it dispels darkness. And Sister Switchblade has been able to torch light and carry the banner high for education, for justice in the city of Chicago. And we're really proud of the work that you do and the updates that you give us right here at Black Power Radio. And we just damn skippy glad that you're here with us. And we certainly love you so much. We can never overlook or abbreviate the good works of our beloved sister, Black Switchblade. Happy to have you on board tonight. My. It was great. And thank you again for giving us that update and briefing. And know that they cannot get off the hook. These are dirty crooks that the Black revolutionaries have to stand up today and expose them and get on our A game and get on our job. Learn our job and get on our job of ridding society of all of these exploiters and white nationalists are all teamed up there and going against us, we the people. So we have quite a job to do, as you know, because if they had the nerve and courage to go in on the U.S. Capitol, they'll go in damn near here, there, and every goddamn where. But we're here to say that we're time enough for your cracker ass, and we will light you up and your loving cup. So we don't mind taking issue and having a duel. And it, you know, the revolution gets a little muddy and tends to get a little bloody. And we don't want to be the only ones on the battlefield praying for a bloodless revolution. We know that revolution requires blood. We have to shed some of our blood to get enough of their blood to stop the exploitation, to stop the tyranny and the oppression of black people on this soil. And we will not stop until we use our self-determination in a manner that we will bring justice, freedom, justice, and equality for us here today. Black power. Black power. You can go ahead back
black
in there,
power.
Black black. I mean, there's one more button. Let me see. There's a button. Black power, sister. Did you have something? A black switchblade. You have something else?
Oh, no. Carry on, brother. I'm just tuning in, learning.
Black power. You can tune on because a lot of learning goes on here. We have the most informative radio talk show on the internet, on your smartphone, dumb phone, and, of course, the Paranoid and Androids and all of those in there, desktop, laptop, and the drop-top people that drove in tonight in the Porsches. They had a couple that had Maseratis out tonight. Happy. I'm waving at the Maserati folks. They have come in with their drop-top tonight to learn right here at Black Power Radio. And we all get to learn. And we all, you know, that the Curtis Mayfield fans right from Chicago. If there's hell below, then goddamn it, we all get to go. Just say, my. So let's rock this thing. I'm looking at a number that does not have a number. And can you speak into the mic or whoever came in, anonymous caller? I don't know if that's somebody that had to call in on a secondary phone. I'm just an anonymous caller that may have your number blocked by choice or by force. Are you able to make it plain? Because if not, we have to mute you and delete you from the line. If anonymous caller, you have to speak into the mic and say who you are. Yeah, because they have sabotaged our phone lines and all of our radio studios, et cetera, in the past. So number that's not being hit. Whoever blocked your mic, can you speak into the mic, please, and identify yourself? Your number's blocked out, and you're about to get X from the line. I don't know who that is, but they're about to go. Don't you know? We give the righteous more of what you listen to radio for, but we give nothing to the opposition. So whoever you are at the phone, the person that knows that their number could be potentially blocked, can you speak into the mic, please? If not, you know that your number could be potentially blocked. Okay, block going once, anonymous caller. Anonymous caller, if you don't speak into the mic, you will be deleted. Okay? Anonymous caller going once. Anonymous caller going twice. You're about to be gone. You call back, use a phone that has an identifiable number, or you call back, raise your hand by pressing 1, and you can speak into the mic. Okay? You're about to go. You are gone. Going once, twice, gone. There you go. So we're happy. Again, to be turning right back over to Black Lightning as we continue to move and groove right here at Black Power Radio. Black Power. Black Power. Okay, I'm hoping that I'm hoping this thing is on. Oh, yeah, it's on. So we're on and popping and sticking better than Popeye's chicken right here at Black Power Radio. Are you there, Black Lightning? Okay. I don't know that you can hear us. Can you hear me, Sister Karma, Sister Switchblade? Can you hear us from the studio? That's what I figured. That guy was playing around with the goddamn studio. And he stayed on the phone long enough.
I can hear you.
You can hear me now?
Can you hear me?
Okay.
I don't know where it's black light. Yeah, we can hear you now because I'm putting it back on. But they were playing around with our studio, Sister Switchblade, and they never get enough. They are unrelenting in playing around with our studio controls, phone lines, website, everything we do, everywhere we go, they find a way to try to get on our radio. But Black Power Radio is on automatic inertia. It has its own set of values and moves by defined timeline of divine. I'm trying to get Brother Black Lightning's bike back on, but it don't seem to be successful. So you and I have to carry a Sister Switchblade because the rest of the lines are stopped by the opposition. But nevertheless, never let it deter us. Because
Black Power.
Black Power.
Oh, there you go, Brother Black Lightning.
Black Lightning, Black Power.
I thought I heard my name, but I had to go upstairs for a minute. Sorry about that, y'all. And check the fortresses. Mm-hmm. What's going on, Switchblade? How you holding them down there?
They trying to hold me down, but I ain't going to let them stop me from doing nothing. I'm always going to represent every minute and every hour. I represent Black Power.
There you go. Every hour, give us our money.
What the check. Mm-hmm. They need to stop bullshitting. All these immigrants over here, non-citizens, I have no sympathy for them. They bogarting our resources that we already lack. And we have these bogus politicians, especially in the Black community, smiling and cheesing in our face, trying to give us crumbs while all these other non-citizens get checked. But yet we're the taxpayers, and this new mayor, Johnson, never trusted the brother when he started running in the first place. But he's saying that we're going to have to sacrifice, this is new word now, sacrifice some things so we can make room for these non-citizens. We already sacrificed enough. We sacrificed over 400 years, brother.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
We ain't sacrificing nothing. Ain't nobody sacrificing nothing up there. They going to give us. We ain't giving up nothing.
These Black politicians, notice they are only going to these churches and only the ones that are better off than the majority of us. Those are the voters that they are reaching. They're not reaching the grassroots. And if they do come upon us and we're asking the hard questions like, where do you stand with reparations, it's always something else. They can understand where we're coming from, but they can't promise us anything. There's no policy in place. So, again, our agenda from the young Black voters, new Black media, is that we are teaming up, put a policy together, get in front of all these politicians that's in Chicago, go to their office and put them on blast, have it on live, record it, whatever we need to do, and address our concerns when it comes to the policies of reparations and see when they're, you know, on the spotlight if they're going to agree or disagree. And then that will also help spread to go to other cities of our young Black voters or our Black people, period, and to doing the same thing and constantly putting these fake politicians on blast that wants to pretend. Hold on right quick. These are my children.
Sound like a good plan.
You can only imagine what I just said when I was on pause, but okay. My children was yelling. And also, like I said, once they get started in one part, you know how Black folks be. It's going to spread nationwide, worldwide, on putting everyone on blast who has constantly been, you know, backstabbing us in our community. They expect us to constantly vote for them because they're Black or because they're Democrat. Well, I don't care what party you are from. When are you going to cut my check? Do you have a policy on cutting our reparations check exclusively for us? And they always want to talk around the subject and notice that. And I've been noticing how much these politicians, they will say Black, but once you read the policy, it adds minorities, LGBT, people of color, and then it, you know, but it has our name on the top of the policy. So we always have to look out for all these other groups, but when it comes time for them to look out for us, it's not a fair exchange. So we're obviously getting robbed. So, again, I'm so with you all, 100% on no check for 2023, no vote for 2024. And I yield there. Yield black. Peace.
Right. No, black. No reparations, no vote. I can leave the date off indefinitely.
But that's just one of the first ones. You know, having a protection law, anti-black hate crime law is second. And also having the cops be accountable for their actions. I don't know how much money you all are spending in your police department where you're at, but they already spent at $1.36 billion is according to the budget plan. And that's only from August to the end of this year.
Well, they'll never get a dime out of me, that's for sure. They got insulted calling me with that. I'm like,
so
why would I?
Month,
and they hung up on me because I asked them why not. I started to go off on them, too. Don't ask me for a donation. That's every time I see one of y'all behind me, he asking for a donation at that time. So why in the, and so before I could get it out, he hung up, and I called his ass back. He tried to get me off the line as nicely as possible. Give him shit. Give him hell from the cradle to the grave. As a Dr. Collins say, I came to give him hell from the cradle to the goddamn grave. I don't know if he threw the goddamn in there. I think I did that.
Would Dr. Henry Clark say about black folks don't owe nobody but an ass whooping?
That'd be a good one at that.
But don't say
black
we're
power.
At war. Please don't say we're at war. We've been at war with this cracker for 500 years. Ain't no new war. We just have to get on our A game. Keep taxing and putting together stratagems against the opposition. We're not with you. We are against you, Cracker. We're not here to pussyfoot around and tiptoe through the goddamn tulips. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
We're not here
because
goddamn
we've
Roger
been
King
around
shuffle.
Them for over 500 years, we know every trick they done pulled, don't we? Mm-hmm. We know how to, they would get some of us to speak for them like a Candace Owens, you know, one of those types, the Hodgins twins, you know, one of those types of people to get in front of us to try to have a louder mic than we do on what we think or what we should get or what we shouldn't get. And then, you know, you got these white folks like Jane Elliott and Tim Wise that pretend like that they're for us, but when it comes down for you to ask them, well, what do you stand for reparations? Oh, you guys do not deserve it. You're going to just ruin it like the Native Americans. It's such an insult. For all that anti-racist that you're preaching, you still have a racist set of mind. So I just feel like that we all we have. We don't really have any allies. I've just read that a few countries in Africa just opened up so we can have citizenship there. But is it dual citizenship? Do I have to give up my citizenship here in order to be a citizen there, or is it dual citizenship? They didn't specify that. So, again, I feel like, again, a fair exchange ain't no robbery. We didn't gave y'all over 200 plus years of free labor, over 500 years of oppression over here. We're not even going to count what went over there across seas in Africa and all the other places that you oppressed before you got here. Yeah, they owe us a lot. But how do you feel about reparations being owed to, we're asking for reparations not only for this government, but also for the Native American tribes that betrayed us and from some of the African countries that betrayed us? How do you feel about that?
Everyone that has done an injustice against the black man, woman, and child of the Righteous Covenant this hour, I believe there's a divine check in their email as well for all of the sellouts and people that sold us out and flipped us and spend us and used us and set us up. And
those who are in the covert and the overt operations. I believe that the divine power is exposing them. The insightfulness of our spiritualists is exposing these devils as being one and the same. And they're going to be catching hell in America, hell in Africa, hell to be paid in Canada, South and North America, hell to be paid in the Caribbean for the exploitation of the righteous people that have found themselves today in a position to demand and take our reparations from a no-good, low-down, filthy white man, and to get black our social political prisoners from a no-good, low-down, filthy, dirty white man and his dirty, filthy, she-devil white woman who has no swerve and no curve, miss 6 o'clock straight up and down, backside and blackside, not without one chill and one thrill on her mind or on her behind. We are here at Black Power Radio to expose all of them as one bus. It says 2, 4, 6, 8. Now, who in the fuck do we really hate? Goddamn. Republicans, Democrats, Independents, the DA, the judge, the holies, the police, and the whole goddamn bunch. My. That's where we stand today as black revolutionaries against the opposition. And we take a hard line position against the opposition. My.
Okay, what about you, Black Lightning?
Well, I was going to say that that in the case of ozone, because I'm still on that, in the case of ozone being making those posts, when he made them, we were all at a very high spirit, intense, you know, and a black military all armed. To the T, you know, for that event. And to show the world pretty much that, you know, that we do protect our people like that. If we need to go that deep, we can go that deep. Mm-hmm. But basically,
including Ohio.
Yeah, including Ohio. We're going to do Ohio. And we got people down in Ohio, so I'll talk to them coming up. But as far as ozone making posts, all of our posts are revolutionary. And as you said, we've been at war, you know. So him saying that we're at war, we've been at war. That's no secret. And we don't have to put limits on our feelings about it, you know. Some people feel, you know. Like, well, I would do this, but I'm not going to tell them. You know, that kind of person. And then you got other people who say, well, you know, I wear my heart on the sleeve, you know. So we want to be able to speak freely is all I'm saying. And by them bringing up his post, that was to show the world that, see, we'll go back into your social media posts and stuff like that, you know, try to stifle us, a fear factor, you know. And some people will perhaps even, like my brother Ozone, come stronger against the fear factor. And as he said that in the moment. Because when you could feel, you could actually feel the blood of those people in Tulsa that were slain mercilessly, you could feel the blood screaming from the ground as soon as you enter the city. I could feel it personally. And I was like, wow, some of these people had to be my ancestors. I mean, had to be direct blood because they're not that far from home. Let me put it that way. And I'm sure a lot of my people migrated every which way because we do just that now. But so our intensity is at all-time high. We may write something. and then they want to show the world they can hold it against us. But we are showing the world also at the same time that if you come against us with deadly force, you're going to lose. And he should be found innocent, and that's why they hid the body cam, because he's like known for doing crooked shit. So if he's known for it anyway, the only way his body cam went off is because he's going for his gun, you know? And the part they didn't show you is they grab him by the throat, you know? So.
And not only so that, not only that, it was no probable cause for him to be on his property in the first place.
No probable cause to stop a man from getting out of his car, going to his house.
Exactly. You know, and when you look at it, it's just all, you know how I'm white and I say so type of scenario every time we defend ourselves against these damn racist bigots. But, that case, they wanted to erase everything to try to make our brother look guilty for defending himself against this cracker. And, again, I'm glad they went through the police history of his background to show how much of a criminal he is. And another reason why they took the death penalty off the table.
They didn't, they were real quick to get through his court. And the judge was like, no, I'm gonna leave that in, I'm gonna leave this in. And they was telling him, but judge, that's not supposed, you know, the law say it ain't supposed to be in. He said, yeah, well, I'm gonna leave it in, you know. So, he was a kangaroo,
They play both sides of the coin. You understand? So it made it look like that, oh, well, we're trying to get this brother off, but at the same time, no, we're going to use something to incriminate him just off an angry post or something. So, yeah, you see all these crackers, they be on Facebook, be saying all types of racist shit, and they do not get penalized for any of that. Especially the one white boy who just recently shot up Jacksonville in Florida. His brother be on Facebook and everything, or social media, having all this racist statements.
What about the woman?
You say what?
The woman in Ohio, pregnant woman, shot down there.
Exactly, that said that you gonna shoot me and that motherfucker kill her and a baby.
Wow.
Yeah, that was so sad. And he was on paid leave. He was on paid leave.
Yeah.
Ohio should have been on the uproar with that.
I'm sure they are.
They are. They're in an uproar.
We got a lot of forces down there. I need to find out what's going on. Commander Hawk down there. Even Biko, he's down there.
Yeah.
So we need to find out what's up.
That's his area over there in Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I know a few people from the Panthers that's in Ohio, too. Yes. And
well,
recently,
guy need to be off the force, you know what I mean, for one, and charged with murder. You know, if it was a black officer and shot a white pregnant woman, he would be charged with murder. That's for sure. So that's what we'll press for. Press for the death penalty on him. Yeah, since they want to bring that term out and use it against them. Let them know that it'd be used against them. I see how they use a Jewish judge. Well, at least he looked Jewish, sound Jewish. I don't know. Could have been Italian, but
it doesn't matter. They all practice white supremacy.
Well, in this case, the Jews are particularly against black activists. Definitely black revolutionaries. Definitely Black Panthers, as they say it in their own little write-ups. You know, which should be used against them by now. Which I've always thought about doing anyway, bring a lawsuit against them for defamation of character against the party for putting hashtag this and that, which ain't true. If they put hashtag love for black people, we should come up. Let me put it like that. You know? If they should
they
put
don't
hate
to use black people
KKK should
to
come
get
up.
Money off of us. So that's how I feel about the Jewish community. They will only call us our brothers, or we share the same fight when it comes to us making money for them. I mean, but looking at the history of how they treated us, even in Europe, no. We have no friends. We have no allies. We are all we have. I don't trust them worth shit. I'm sorry. I just don't. I've been around enough white folks to know.
And you shouldn't.
To stay away from their ass.
Yeah, and you shouldn't. And by them sitting there kangaroo courting him like that, glad they didn't, the jury, the see, they even kangaroos. See, I'm looking at like, they should have came back and said, we find him not guilty. They didn't say that. Come on, but we not, but, and there was no but, you know. They just, we find him guilty of manslaughter. But that's bullshit. Anyway, I pray his appeal overthrows it and he get the best representation and everybody can still help out on that behalf by donating to othal.org, and that's othal.org, and donate for Othal Wallace, our brother Ozone, for protecting itself from you know, from whatever was going to happen. And if the cop is that close and he's reaching for his gun, there's only one option, you know. So I'm sure any logical jury will find him innocent and send him on home. Black power on that part. I'll land there too. Didn't mean to get off y'all subject, but I just want to stay on Ozone for a minute because that's our brother that's in dire straits right now. He's got the man aim the guns down at him, you know, say, did you call us a cracker? And he's like, well, that was in the heat of the moment. But, you know, it all depends. Are you being a cracker right now? Yeah, you are. So, yeah, you are. You're a cracker right now. That's what you being right now. You know, yeah, wanna break it down.
I got a court case next month, and I call the cops crackers and all these extra things. and it's on report, I'm pretty sure. But I'm innocent. See, I was defending myself, and then the cops came bogarting on me, and I'm telling them they got the wrong person. Then they started arresting me, took my knife, took my shoes away. I asked them why was I being arrested. They could not tell me what I was being arrested for a couple of hours until they felt like they could charge me with something.
Hmm.
So my court date is next month on the 10th. I hope they will X that out because even a manager that was at the establishment told the cops that I was defending myself. So, yeah, I know how they can be.
Oh, you got one coming up, Sister Switchblade?
Yeah, I got one coming up. Mm-hmm.
Oh, my. Man, we try to support her. Anything we can do to support it because, you see, that's why Brother Ozone has been able to do some of what he's been able to do because of the support. Don't underestimate the support you can give to somebody that may be encountering the system from whatever dimension they have to encounter this system. And they always fare better with the support network of some kind in place that we can all do a little more. We know that's a fact. But we can do something to make a difference. And the spread, you'd be surprised that the good things that come out of these prayers that we put up, when the prayers go up and the blessings get come down from those prayers, it's insurmountable. It's no way. They say no just estimation have we made concerning God and his wisdom and what he has loaned out for his righteous believing people. We just don't know the amount of the blessing we don't know what God has for us. So we have to never pass up an opportunity to help and lend the spiritual help is sometimes what is necessary. The help, they say that the help of God is always near, and that God is closer to us than our jugular vein. And that jugular vein is the one that passes the blood from the heart to the brain. But yet it says that God is closer. And always around the righteous believers, and always has the guardian angels protecting them from the forces of the Shaitan or the evil one. So we will always try to extend what blessings we can from here to extend to Chicago to help our beloved sister Switchblade and her encounter with the system, as we have helped Brother Ozone and his help and his situation with the system. So we will always extend what we can. And sometimes you have to go in your pocket to get a dollar bill and give it out to those that need it. And sometimes you have to go in your heart and get something and give it out to those that need it. And sometimes you got to go in your brain and go in your mind and bring out something and give it to those that need it. You just always be in the mode of helping and always be ready for the Black Revolution. Always remain ready for the Black Revolution. Black Power.
And speaking of Black Power, speaking of Black revolutionaries, I got Brother Jermaine on the line with me too. He was having difficulties getting in the line for whatever reason, but I got him on the line, and he always give an in-depth and thorough report about the what's going on in Shreveport, Louisiana right now, and he'll be joining us in Mississippi with some other comrades. Black Power, Brother Jermaine.
Black
Power,
Jermaine.
Good evening, everyone. Good evening. Same to you. I want to speak about the sister recently. We had another situation. This has happened last week with our city council. For some reason, I'm focused on the city council and corrupt officials. But there's a situation. It's on my TikTok. I'm on everything, Instagram. But I shared it, and it's just big. This thing has gone viral. That was my hope. Not for all the clout and stuff that people be saying. This was for educational purposes. This is the show, and it can continue to expose what's going on here in our city, in the city of Shreveport. She was wrongfully terminated. She basically is what you call people who are like a whistleblower. So if you're a whistleblower at your job or wherever it may be, you're going to be retaliated against. I thought there was laws put in place, which that was supposedly what they claimed for these new bills that's been passed here in our state. I mean, that was a joke. But so she whistleblowed. She was retaliated against. She exposed. As a matter of fact, in the letter, if y'all go back and watch it on my page, it showed where she, the council meeting full session, she actually, at the very end, she said in the letter, everything they did, all what they did to her. Somebody come back around and say, well, before the council meeting even started, that comes to show you we're dealing with racism among our council, among the city council people. Before the meeting even was started, he already was putting in the votes to get to fire Ms. Fleming. Her name is Sharika Fleming. And it was just, that's just what we've dealt with, we're dealing with. Also, again, you know, I fight with housing rights. I fight with the people, with these slumlords, not just the slumlords, fighting to the fact to the point to where when renters go public with their conditions, or when renters go before the news on their housing conditions or within the apartment complex on these rental properties, there are supposed to be stronger protections in this state. This state has been behind in everything. And to be honest with you, I feel that if a renter goes public with what they're dealing with in these units, they have no right to evict them. That right there in itself, they passed this recently, last year, I believe, they passed a bill where renters have stronger rights. That's the term, which is great. But back to what I was saying, I'm all prepared and ready for the 14th. So I'm still gathering these folks around here. I got flyers passed out, going around. What else? And see what happens. Like I said, we're going down there to get justice, you know. And that's my whole goal, is for justice, anything else but justice. But, you know, that's how my heart and mind things, but everyone else is different. So I father. I am, I guess, but, you know, so yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
And speaking of justice, did you see the injustice trial?
Yeah, I seen that. I think, but they found him guilty of what, the manslaughter?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that wasn't fair.
They should have found him innocent.
Exactly.
Not guilty.
Exactly.
You know?
And did y'all see where that young girl was beat up in that McDonald's by that lady? In Los Angeles or
yes,
some part of
that
California?
That big Hispanic woman?
Yes.
Yes, I saw that. I think that was in Sacramento?
No, that was near LA. Near LA.
Okay. I knew it was in California, though. Yeah.
I mean, she beat that young girl, beat that middle school girl like a grown woman. That's, oh, heck no. There's no way in the world. I almost know why she hasn't been arrested yet. That's the big...
But wait. Yeah. It's deeper than that. She was around her non-black friends who watched her get her ass beat. And then everyone
right.
around her just reported.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
How come when the fight first broke out, no one from behind the register called the police?
Mm. Right.
So, yeah.
Nobody.
Again, this is just proving how anti-black a lot of people are. Do you think they may be your friends? But if I was with my friends and one person jumped on me and none of them did anything about it, we would not be friends anymore. That's all. And I hope her mother taught her that lesson.
And, I mean, that was just heartbreaking. I mean, that girl was just 13 years old.
It was very heartbreaking. Because she was, what, 13 years old?
Yeah, 13. Yep, 13. Mm-hmm.
And no one did anything about to rescue that little black girl.
No, not even her friend. No, they was too busy freaking filming
recording.
Everybody, and freaking everything.
Yes.
Yeah, too busy reporting it. Yeah. She's screaming and she hollering in a restaurant with cameras. Of course, you know, most McDonald's have cameras. And for the management.
And notice
there,
none of the Hispanic employees helped in either.
No one
stopped that woman from hitting that little girl.
They need to be held accountable too. They need to be terminated. Everybody up in them, they're going to have a new McDonald's right there. And nobody needs to go in there and buy nothing else. They need to boycott that building. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they need to do.
Yeah, they should sue them.
Yeah, that's what
mm-hmm.
I was just about to say. That sounds like a lawsuit to me. Because it seemed
like
not even the employees could do anything. You could have did something to stop that.
Exactly. Justice.
I think her friends wanted her to get whooped.
Yeah,
if
they
you're
said.
You're gonna just sit there and report it. They wanted her to get hurt.
They said it was some kind of setup. They said the girl came out the bathroom, looked at the woman crazy. I don't know what to think of that part. I don't know if that was even true.
I don't even think
time,
that was true. That wasn't true. I don't think that was true at all.
No, they made that up. And, I mean, she was coming out the bathroom. They said no sooner as she was coming out the bathroom that she looked like Samoan or some type of Hawaiian. She was beating that little girl tail. Yeah.
She looked like she was on drugs. That's what she looked like she was on. And she probably took a hit in that bathroom and then snapped.
That's what happened. She was on that powder. But I still know it's true. I mean, she knew exactly what she was doing. And then for them people just to be standing up in that restaurant not doing nothing,
I mean, no good Samaritan nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
Nowhere. I don't even know how it ended. But come on now.
I think they might have took the video down or something.
Mm-hmm. Did you see that other one? Speaking of fights, I think this one happened in Chicago. A brother tried to break up a Hispanic fight. You know what I'm saying? These two Hispanic ones was getting into a brawl or whatever, and he tried to break it up. They all teamed up against him, and then you hear a Mexican say, "Kill that nigga! Kill that nigga!"
I didn't see that one.
Yes.
Wow,
it's
I didn't see that one. That's why
it's
we got to patrol our neighborhoods. Where was that? Where'd you say that was?
I believe in Chicago. Was another one where it's so many stories in Chicago about these immigrants acting the goddamn fool. I promise you, it's every day. And you know the Mexican little celebration, and it's Hispanic Heritage Month now. So, yeah, they acting a damn fool. It's I remember one brother, his name was Afro Ali, he said he went around where the hotels was where they posting these immigrants at, and they was giving him a whole bunch of smoke, like, you know what I'm saying, what you doing here? This does not belong to you. This is our shit. I'm like, what? You don't even pay taxes. You ain't even a citizen. How you gonna tell me where I'm going to go? But, you know, they coming in packs now, like 15 deep. And it's people on the south side of Chicago that say they don't even feel safe in their neighborhood anymore because of these immigrants, these non-citizens.
Oh, well, you could thank Governor Abbott of Texas for that one. Yep.
We could thank Jim Crow Joe for that one.
Yeah, he had them. He don't want them in the state of Texas. Where these people supposed to go? They don't want them anywhere. They're shipping them all to New York, to New York City, and they're homeless. You have a bunch of immigrants, homeless in the streets of New York. I'm sitting there like, okay, that would be real beneficial for the mayor. I mean, nobody think, oh, this is this. I don't know what's going on. This is
even the Mayor Adams in New York State is overwhelming now, and Joe needs to back him up with some Fed money to help these immigrants. Now he's, you know, backing up what he done said. And I'm like, you should have never had them in the first place.
That's right. They're homeless.
Yeah.
5,000 immigrants?
At least, yeah.
Well, we got 10,000 here in Chicago at least. And they're really trying to replace us. And but you know what? We're not even worried because when that hawk weather hit, they trying to board them before that Chicago hawk weather hit.
Yeah,
they gonna be standing outside. They gonna be wanting to go back home.
Yeah, go back where it's warm. Go back to the south of the border.
Go back to
Guatemala somewhere. Anywhere but here.
Yeah, they're fleeing. That's the thing. They're fleeing those countries. They're coming here. But like, guess what? They migrate to
Arizona.
Right.
Those are Republican states, though, where they're trying to go back. If they're even trying to go back to them warmer states in the south, You gotta remember these from redneck states that's down south. You know how they feel about y'all. They would rather deal with us than deal with a Julio. Okay?
They would rather deal with us than deal with a Maria. They're gonna run them out of the deep south.
Yes, they are. But that's the warm climate that they're used to. They're not used to this hawk weather. They are so naive. They ain't strong as us, no. With the time, they got to wrap up.
Yeah,
like,
that's more like walking doorway to doorway.
I
don't think they understand what the hawk is about. That's for the people that are listening. That's when you got to go from doorway to doorway to make it down the street. You know what I mean? And that's through the snow. I'm talking about knee-deep snow and trying to make it down the street, doorway to doorway. You say, well, this time maybe I'm going to make it down to the corner doorway and go in there for a minute. You know what I mean? But that's like, that's the hawk. That's the hawk. And that's people that's used to. That's people that go to school in it every day. And just, well, how do you get to school? Doorway to doorway.
Man, talk about that cold wrap around your bone. Your tongue develops arthritis from chattering and shit.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's cold.
They grew up in all that snow. I mean, they were walking snow past their ankles, walking to school every morning. I said, yeah, they got arthritis at an early age, possibly back then.
Yeah, right? And in Chicago, it's like this with our weather. When we have a blazing hot summer like we did this year, it's going to be a blizzard cold winter. So I hope they're prepared for that, because that's going to be nasty.
Yeah, everybody buckle up for the ride, you know. Yep, and buckle up for the revolution.
Mm-hmm.
Probably won't be televised.
It will be digitized, but not televised.
Oh, they'll have it, but it all depends on if they give it to us. We have to use the Freedom of Information Act to get it.
But you know, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut y'all off, but I didn't know if y'all was done, but
go ahead.
With Rasheem Carter, with something that still that boggles my mind with this whole case. Is where was he in between the hours of when he was using that phone and that Family Dollar? And you know what? As a huge cover, because at the end of the day, somebody killed this young man. Somebody killed that young man in them woods, and they know who did them, the men who did it, and to be walking home, to be walking on the highway to get to his hotel, go back to his motel. They turned away from the police station, so he had no other choice but to find some type of business with a phone. His cell phone was dead. And then what he was waiting on his ride, why would he walk away from the dollar store when his sister and him was supposed to come pick him up? That right there, in right there, that part right there is where it's just unreal to me. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He left away from the dollar store when his ride was coming. Yeah.
Because this was not an act alone, lone wolf thing. This is something that they always want to portray. Oh, he acted out alone. No, this was raised. He was raised in this family like that, that had that type of mindset. Did you see his brother page?
Mm-hmm. I didn't see his brother's page.
His brother page is like, well, you know, I'm going to say nigger because you guys say nigger type shit. Yeah, type of stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I forget, a Shaquita or something. It's just a lot of racist things on his brother's page. They tried to erase a lot of stuff before they put it out there. Remember, the white supremacy, mm-hmm. they want to erase a lot of things to make it seem like, oh, well, he was a loner. None of these mass shooters are loners. None of them.
They leave ours out there. And then hide it away like it never happened.
Mm-hmm. They're guided. This whole family was racist. So why his parents was acting all surprised that, oh, we didn't think or we thought. And then they tried to switch it up with not being a manifesto, what it really was. It was a manifesto. They go say, oh, it was a note. It was a letter. It was a document. They'll say everything else. You know, the words. They got away with words. You got to just pick up on that. The words that they try to use to make it seem like it's something that it really is or really ain't. And one of them is none of these mass shooters are lone wolves. They did not act this out alone. They had help. You got to, I mean, these are the same white folks gone from 500 years ago. What makes you think they changed?
Black power.
Has changed with white folks?
Black power. Brother Jermaine been hitting up these city council meetings regularly and staying on top of them as far as their misappropriation of funds.
Yes.
And as far as
the raises they got?
Yeah, no.
Says pay raises and whatnot. So
exactly.
I was thinking that
Shreveport.
Yeah. I was going to introduce you, thinking that Sister Truth Bay could help you out on that behalf too, because she pretty much those city council meetings, and they know her face, that's for sure. And they're like, oh, here she comes. You know?
That's right. We'll be there tomorrow. We actually just touched down in L.A. We'll be attending the L.A. County Board of Supervisors. Addressing the police killing of Brian Kokenbrumer, who was shot in the head on September 16th in Palmdale around 6 p.m. And we are going to address the five ladies at the County Board of Supervisors concerning why this happened is because of their complacent policy. A life is a life, but at the same time, they don't give a damn about our black lives on any capacity. Mm-hmm. And so, addressing this to the board and letting them know that this sheriff's blood is on their hands. It's not on a civilian. It's their policies that killed them, just like it's been killing us since day one. I've been listening for quite a bit, and reparations are still in order. They're still in a delay process for black businesses, for black families to receive the repair and damage from all these racist policies. And yet, we still have to have a unifying body in order to combat this. Our young people, they have no future. No future the way that things are going, the way that things are going concerning our politicians and law enforcement burying our kids left and right. I mean, enough is enough already. I know I got the update with for the Ozone. We still want to see what's happening after his verdict. His verdict of manslaughter was just as appropriate, but he should not be detained at all. Again, there are rules for thee, as they say, rules for me and rules for thee. They operate under the thin blue line. They have their own code, their own agenda. And yet when the tables are turned, they do everything that they can to ostracize, to animalize in us, in the public media. So I'm hoping that there will be investors that will come through to help build these black spaces. And this is one of our main issues, is that a lot of well-to-do black business owners, well-to-do black corporations are sitting idly by and not financing or funding the black activists that are doing the work out here. This is one of the things that I've seen with other races, other nationalities. They make sure that their community is taken care of, but we always have to fend for ourselves. It's okay. It's all right, because we got enough people out there doing the groundwork. I appreciate Sister Switchblade and Brother Jermaine, National Chairman, MOD. Very few people that's out there doing the groundwork on a consistent basis, but it's not enough. It's not enough for us to make a significant change, but nonetheless, we still have to push forward. What I would like to see, as I'm stating, I'm putting my bid in a political pot. I'm running for lieutenant governor for the state of California for 2026. And so the cabinet that I'm seeking, the policies and legislations that we are to implement solely will revolve around our youth, our young people, which is why we are hoping to train them as of now in certain political spaces. But it takes a village, and we hope that all of our elders that are listening will help push and encourage our youth to continue to be in the forefront and speak out, teach them the ways of how to stand up for yourself. We need a backbone. These are the things that are missing. And I'm just so devastated on how our young people are being treated. As you mentioned before, there is a 13-year-old, her name is Cassidy Jones, that was pummeled at the local McDonald's here. And they now took down the video on the internet. We try to re-pull it, but very hard to find now. But it is just a clear case of how our young people are not protected. They're not protected on any fashion. They are more desirable to go viral than they are to help one another. And again, it's nothing that our young people are doing outside of what they are taught. If they're not taught how to do revolutionary work, they're just going to be walking around like court gestures. And there will be pickings for the opposition. They'll pick, you know, harass our kids while walking down the street, pull them over, driving while black. Oh, this is the way of L.A. We're going to do just a special coverage on Los Angeles because I think there's enough melee here to bring up that people need to know that's affecting us nationwide. Hollywood is here. The Hollyweird. Shut down because, again, the portrayal and what used to be, as far as even they say it's a lack of pay, it's a writer's strike. But it's more than that. It's just the old regime is folding on itself. It's caving on itself. We must, black family must take advantage of these opportunities that are opening up. This is why we always focus on land acquisition, on political spaces. Anything other than that is a waste of time. It's a waste of time. You must learn something completely different when it comes to counter-revolutionary work that they are doing to us. We have to have something in place to protect our babies. So right now I'll give an update concerning Cassidy Jones and how unfortunate that this happened. She's only 13 years old. And so the last...
Black power, we black on. We had a technical difficulty. Minister of Justice was on the road traveling, and I don't know what that hurricane was, but I had to get it up out of here. Ah, with the quickness. I'm sorry about that. Didn't step on no toes. I was trying to bring everybody black in. We black on, what's up? National Chairman, you there? Switchblade, you there? Jermaine ain't there. Hold on.
Oh, man, I'm right here where you. I was on mute. I was talking up a storm, but I was on mute, man.
Oh, man, what are you talking about?
Two airways at the same time. Black power.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Yeah. I don't know what that was, but it was a buzz out of this world. I thought it was Black Friday. I ain't know what. I was like, everybody got to go. Abort. You know, shoot. When in doubt, all go. You know, well, shoot. Anyway, where were we? And I was like, goodness gracious. That's how you wake them up. Unless you want to say, I am. Come on, y'all. A black revolutionary. I'll give you one more try. I am. Everybody can unmute for a minute. A black revolutionary. Uh-oh. My neighbor's been saying this shit for a minute. I can hear my neighbor's already. I am a black revolutionary. Even that thing like they're saying right now. It's all confused.
Maybe I'm able to help with that. I am.
I am.
A black revolutionary.
Black revolutionary. Yes, sir. Black
I am.
Power. I am.
Black power. A black revolutionary. Because I am
black.
A Black Panther.
Because I am.
And I am
black.
A black revolutionary. Black power.
I am a black revolutionary.
Black power.
Black power.
Black
and ready
power.
To ready to do whatever may come, and deal with it to the best of our abilities, or maybe a little better than our abilities. As I pull, well, anyway, never mind. That's another story. We won't go into that. But we have a lot of training going on. And everybody that want to get down with the training, come get down with the training, because you never know, your life could be at stake, you know, and you not know how to deal with the situation, especially if the situation is right in front of you. If the situation is right in front of you, I have a whole lot of options for you. So if y'all want to get down with the get down, as they say, hit me up, Black Power. Leave a call in, 515-605-9889. Leave your name and number. Well, we already got your number. Just leave your request to get down with the get down, you know, and we'll know what you're talking about. But if we don't know what you're talking about, you say, man, the training. You say, oh, that, okay. Because we might presume the get down with the get down is you getting ready to hit that Cash App. $77Bakers. Now you can get to us a lot faster. $77Bakers, and leave your phone number on there, because you know where you can leave a little reply. Leave a little reply, your phone number, and put on the hashtag Get Down with the Get Down. All right, Black Power. I'm gonna leave it on that.
Black Power. So we're real happy with you, by Black Lightning, and all those that came to participate on Black Power Radio tonight. And we'll continue to fight for the revolution and stay as Dr. Kwame Ture prepared us and told us to remain ready for the revolution. We must be ready for the revolution. And this is something we don't take lightly. And all of our comrades from H.R.A.P. Brown, Stokely Carmichael, and all those with Huey P. Newton and Fred Hampton, and all those great revolutionaries with Dr. Khaled and Brother D.K. Brown, and some of those come back with us now, Brother Bobby, and they say Brother Osiris, and some of these brothers are back, so we're black, you know what I'm saying? And we just happen to be teamed up with great comrades at this hour for Black Power. We are pro-Black Power and pro-Black revolutionaries, and we're all over the place. All right, this Switchblade is still there with us somehow in Chicago, et cetera. I don't know if she's still there.
Yes, I'm still here.
Yes, ma'am. So you can give any closing remarks or contact information, anything you want to give out as we are going towards the end of the show.
Well, yes, there is a financial committee meeting once again next month, October 17th, between 1 and 5 o'clock p.m. at 121 Northwest South in Chicago, Illinois. They will be addressing the criminal system, the criminal justice system. I will be making a speech on that, as well as the finances that is being spreaded to non-citizens of Chicago. And wish me luck on that, brothers and sisters. And I yield Black. Peace and Black Power and reparations.
Peace, Black Power and reparations. As we close, reparations. We know that all that we can say, all been said. Anybody else have something, Black Lightning?
Well, you never got to ask me more than once. Yeah, sure. I was thinking it a minute ago, actually, but I didn't want to butt in. So now is my time to not butt in, but be asked, and therefore salute to Command the Black. Black Power, rest in power, Command the Black. I don't want to forget Command the Black. I'm sure all of us remember a great comrade, a great leader, a real revolutionary, and real smooth, real cool-headed, and not easy to jump, check things out real thorough first. So them some of the things I got from him, you know. So, Black Power salute, Command the Black. I say, and how we say, Harambe.
Harambe. It's all put together, Brother Command the Black. Sankofa, keep returning black to Black Power Radio. We'll be in Taylorsville, Mississippi on October the 14th. We'll be in D.C. from the 15th to the 21st, looking for one voice on the reparations. The whole Redemption Week, and hopefully we can come out in collective solidarity on the issue of reparations. And we know that all of you have had your tests and so forth. So now it's time to rock and roll and either put up or shut up. It's reparations 23, no black votes in 24, and we're keeping it strong black. And by all means, every means necessary, we're keeping it revolutionary. And that may be a little strong for some, but not strong enough for others. And black power, and a strong black revolution as the only solution to aid and assist black people will be in Houston, Texas for the Gen 9 May. Gen 9 May in Houston, Texas this year, the Gen 9 May celebration. Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad, on Black Friday, we're going to be doing some Gen 9 May in Houston, Texas. So here we go, black power, strong black revolution. All that we can say, all that's been said, you know, our beloved brother Marvin Gaye said it best. Black power. I am a black revolutionary.
We give each other love, honey. eternally. Oh, love is what we've been looking for, and love is what we've been searching for. Now that I got it right here in my hand, seems like I'm gonna spread it all over the land.
Now that we are,
oh, we've got love, sweet love, right in the nick of time.
Good
time, we found
love, we gonna
find
brought us down. But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know. But we don't let nothing hold us back. We're putting ourselves together. We're polishing up our act. And if you've ever been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore.
Wonder why Lord don't help us. Swerving on my way to hell drunk. All the I'm seeing is a weak leader with some good slaves. That's a strong back with a frail front. Hell Trump, snipe his ass from 1,000 feet with a nail gun. And his wifey too, I don't know the dame. She don't get the hunch, get a bell rung. The tallest human is the smallest giant. This what happens when you saw the lion. Before the battle, all is calm and silent. Cause a riot, crumbles all the walls in Zion. Bless your shirt, barrel spinning like the laundry's Ryan. My inner light could charge a large appliance without all the wires. When I met the alchemist, I taught him science through the art of rhyming. I'm a child predator, not a pedophile. I'm the alien offspring of a predator. Father traveled by walk speed through the nebula. Met mom, made a crossbreed from the sex with her. All these god genes are molecular. He just called me through the cellular. Stories of antiquity, see that bottom's a beam of light. That only children born with special psychic powers see at night. But in these modern times, in the doctor's eyes, if you speak of me, you're schizophrenic or have DID. If you know me now, you're the lunatic that imaginary people seek to meet. Pig shelling ACID, so I sold them like surgic disalamine. I decide what cryptic ketamine. I gave sex advice to David Carradine. And my monster or a moon star. Old spirit in a new body. You're an old nigga in a used car. In the old earth is the new Mars. Girls sinning, sinning girls get to sing gals at the nude bar. I'm too charged, trying to buy my mama own planet with a huge jar. Ooh Lord, save me. Do a shroom, then I go to church. Ooh, my baby. Is that a pussy? You're an open purse. Told the nurse, check my throat on first. While you down there, make sure that my boner works. I was created to throw the earth. God body, so I know my worth. Wrote a perp, then I broke the wall. Made my Marcus Garvey poster smirk. Took the tablets, I was Moses first. Grow a human from the holy dirt. Boil, boil, win the royal oil. Bring a chicken back to life, I know it works. All I see is birds, Michael Jackson with an open shirt. I had an epileptic seizure before I wrote this verse. They tried to tell me that my melanin mean that my soul is cursed.
And we're going to continue the process of claiming our identity and setting the standards for our people of color. We'll not be controlled by the old slave master and its covert racism. No other race of people, no Jews, no Indian, no Chinese, let an outside invader control their community in a way that is harmful and poison our people and incorporate bias, prejudice, and bigotry in the standards and racial profiling and willfulness to terrorize our community and do psychological damage to our children every day and destroy our culture with their commercial and their exploitation of their TV programs. They facilitate tyranny. They have developed the standards of what they call terrorist actions. And so if you don't develop an economic program and promote it, if you don't organize your race with a political program and promote it, and if you don't get the conscious level to understand this hostile enemy is not turning back, and you try to promote racial harmony, you're out of your damn mind. You're out of your damn mind. You can't even do it on Sunday when everybody's supposed to be praying. It is time for an African revolution. It is time for an African revolution. Any people with dignity and respect would have a revolution of economics. The fundamental purpose of revolution means complete constructive change. We need complete constructive change. We are not just Africans in America, we are Pan-Africanism. Pan-Africanism means you understand that right across the water, nationwide, this world is full of people who look like you, from Brazil to Jamaica to Haiti to all of the Caribbean islands and the 54 nations of Africa and Hawaii and everywhere you look, you are. But you had not developed the technique to see yourself because you don't want to talk revolution. Because you don't want change, which is the solution. You want a concept with your soft heart, or can we all get along? You still listening to Rodney King? No, you can't have a commitment to develop your enemy army against you, your enemy police department against you, your enemy courtrooms against you. That's not an effective revolution. Your children must be trained leadership from birth to control their own, to achieve their own goals, to understand nationhood and a higher idea of what nationhood is from their own standards that you're committed to develop. We're a dynamic people, but we have helped every race of people self ourselves. Right now, if you walk out your damn house, you're going to get some gas from a foreigner gas station. You're going to buy some Chinese food from a Chinese. You're going to take your cleaning, which you've been washing white folk people clothes all your life, to another race of people to wash your clothes who don't live in your community and don't love your children, and you're going to help improve their children's lifestyle. We got children graduating right now from all the colleges and institutions around this country and come back and have to work at Walmart because we ain't developed the corporations. We ain't opened these old buildings up. We studied being trying to buy a damn Ferrari, Porsche, and a Rolls Royce, a big house, and our kids come back from college like Carter D. Woodson put in the Miseducation of the Negro with nowhere to go but to a white man to ask them for a job, which means that damn degree and that education don't mean nothing because that white man is going to hire his daughter, his nephew, his son, and after that he's going to hire his people. Ain't nothing all right until black men and black women, Africans, participate responsibly in doing something for self. And if you're going to start talking economics, you got to talk about building a group to defend it. It ain't a white man that build a bank and don't have a guard at the door. It ain't a white man that build a mansion and don't put cameras on it first. It ain't a white man that build a nation and don't develop a defensive mechanism to keep people from taking what you build. Stop being scared of building a black army that could protect your community and when it's time for self-defense, carry out their duties in self-defense with the logic of saving their mother, father, sister, cousin, auntie, and their community. We need to be baptized in economics, baptized in culture, baptized in a new political mindset with the logic of doing for self. You better act as the Jewish race and be aware of who you are and constitute and build a constitution and develop a mindset that you don't need your enemy for you to reach your goal. The COINTELPRO said a job was to neutralize the rise of a black messiah and to neutralize black organizations from organizing and participating and working together. The injustice the FBI did along give me the right to get on this phone tonight and teach respect to this group of people that have been so beat up, so lynched, so murdered, so raped. The determination for us not to fall any deeper into a coma is a blessing. And this is a period and a time where we don't have to take back door, apologize to nobody for our focus. You better get on the advanced liberation team and develop the mindset of self-help and start identifying yourself as an African and understand clearly that's all you need. And when you get to this crossroad, don't go right, don't go left, go straight. You got the right after all the hell you done took for 450 years to organize and discover the power in yourself. You are an empire in an empire.